From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Cincinnati's neighborhood called Over the Rhine, where Timothy Thomas was killed back in April, is very close to the city hall and the county courthouse and the hometown company buildings of Procter & Gamble and Kroger. Cincinnati was settled by German immigrants, and once there was a canal with a bridge, it reminded them of the Rhine River back home. Mostly low-income families live here now in the handsome 19th century four- and five-story buildings. The entire neighborhood is a National Historic District, and although many of the buildings are vacant, being used as crack houses, others have been bought and restored.
1621.
Take a drive through Over the Rhine in a police car with Officer Michael Ammon, and the drug markets become apparent. The tall young men are standing on street corners for a purpose. Outside a Jamaican grocery store, it's marijuana. Another spot, it's crack cocaine. The men and youngsters stare at Officer Ammon, but he's looking at their hands for cash and packets of paper.
I don't go by the young men themselves. I concern myself with the area more than who's standing where. There's each corners is known for certain things, and so it doesn't really mean four black men. It could be four white men standing on a corner at 15th and Pleasant. I mean, it really doesn't matter who's there. That's just a high drug area. That's where people go to buy their drugs, and that's where the sellers hang out. What's up, fellas? Chilling. Yeah. How you doing, Jamel? You doing all right? Yeah, how you doing, Quinn?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Y'all keep it real. I've arrested all three of those. They're basically drug dealers.
They seem okay with you?
I mean, they know my role, and their role is to try and deal the drugs without getting caught. Mm-hmm. And my job is to catch them. And when you do catch them, since we know them and we're familiar with them, they're not as likely to run. They're not as likely to fight. Mm-hmm. So you try to develop some type of rapport with them.
You're out here every day. Do you feel any sort of... And for how many years in this?
I've been almost a little over six.
Yeah. Do you feel any sort of sense of responsibility for the neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do. I mean, we look at it as beat pride. When I'm out here, I don't want anything to happen on my beat. And if something does happen, I want to be there to try and fix it. I mean, I choose to be here. I'm in the neighborhood unit, and I choose Over the Rhine to be my neighborhood.
Cincinnati Police Officer Michael Lamon. He took us on a driving tour. On the corner of Walnut and Liberty, outside the Lord's Pantry, offering sandwiches and drinks and prayer, and also the Lord's Gym, I talked with Leonard Martin. He was born in Over the Rhine, been through some drug times. He's watching for a change in police tactics.
All I can say is that after the officer Roach got off, now the police got the big head. They feel that they got all the protection in the world. Ain't nothing going to happen to them.
You mean since Officer Roach was acquitted?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be even rougher.
What about the city would like to bring in what they call market value housing? In other words, have more housing that's a little bit higher rent than some of the places now?
Are they trying to do that now?
What are they talking about?
I mean, they're buying buildings. They're doing things for, like, downtown. They remodeling stuff, you know, bringing it up, you know, upgrading. They got the whole main street lit up with number of clubs, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been into one of them clubs, but I think it's neat, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's the good side of a people, you know, high class, you know, it's really tight over there.
Would you ever leave?
Would I ever leave?
Over the Rhine, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would love to leave over the Rhine. If somebody can, give me a big paycheck, I'll be gone now. I'll get up out of here.
Among those bars and jazz and blues clubs on Main Street is Caldy's Coffee House and Bookstore. The books are used, thousands of them. Caldy's is a landmark in Over the Rhine. The music clubs, the art galleries have followed Caldy's, attracting a white clientele and a visible police presence. Sonia McDonald is a co-founder of Caldy's.
At the beginning, I felt a little uneasy because I wasn't familiar with this neighborhood, and it just felt different than any place I had been.
So. Of course, you weren't away at the front of a flood of businesses that have come in. And the neighborhood has changed because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's been for the good, or?
I think it has been for the good. It's a safer place because there are more people here. You know, I think it's also encouraged development of housing, mostly market rate housing, which I think is a big plus for the neighborhood, because this neighborhood is full of low-income housing, and I think it needs to be mixed with market rate housing for it to become a really healthy and vital neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
This neighborhood is what made us a success. It's what really has added to the kind of place that we are. Mm-hmm. I think we would have been something completely different if we would have located in a different neighborhood.
There are neighborhoods within neighborhoods. Mary Johnson and Georgia Keith live across a narrow street from each other. The houses are well kept. Kids are playing in the street. Mrs. Keith is a Head Start worker. Mrs. Johnson cooks for a soup kitchen. Timothy Thomas was killed about a block away from here.
I never expected that it was going to happen or would happen here. But since then, we had a kid right across the street, in fact, next door to Mrs. Keith.
The problems that we have here are not our own residents in the area. They are from outer areas that come into the area. And I don't know them. See, that's the part, because most of the people that are in Over the Rhine know me. If they don't know me, they know Mary. Because 9 times out of 10, I had most of the drug dealers in school.
How dangerous has the neighborhood been? Let's say before the rioting in April, would you call it a dangerous neighborhood?
No. It was a good neighborhood. We could sit out, and at night, or especially in the summertime, we would sit out like 11 and 12 o'clock. People pass and speak, or maybe swap a few words with you and keep going, but now it's gotten so bad. And they shot her car, my car, shooting at another guy. And they always shooting in this alley back here.
So the policing activity, especially this summer, has not been as strong and intense as it has been in the recent
years. I won't just use this summer. I think the police activity, period, is not as strong as it could be.
Would you leave the neighborhood?
I wouldn't leave the neighborhood because I don't feel like I'm going to let something run me away. I don't think I should have to run from drugs because drugs is all over. Why run?
Georgia Keith and Mary Johnson. They are neighbors in Over the Rhine. Cincinnati's racial turmoil continues to play out in the courtroom, where a trial continues this week of another white police officer charged with assaulting a black man, at the polls when Cincinnati elects a mayor next Tuesday, and in mediation as Jay Rothman tries to make improvements in police-community relations. But change could prove difficult for the city, as we were reminded by one longtime resident. Cincinnati prides itself on its traditions.